In this section, I'm going to walk you through the local cluster. This is a utility that ships with the Service Fabric SDK, which a developer can go and install on their machine. When you run the local cluster, on your taskbar, you'll get this icon shown down here at the bottom with this kind of five-star orange thing. When you right-click on that, a context menu appears. I'm going to walk you through these various options. Exit doesn't kill the actual local cluster. It just kills that utility or removes that icon off of the tray. Now, I already have the local cluster set up, but if I weren't, then I would be able to choose that option. Since it is set up, I can't choose that, but I can choose remove local cluster instead. This removes all the files for the local cluster off of my hard disk if I want to clean up some hard disk space. Because I've already started the local cluster, Start Local Cluster menu option is grayed out, and instead I can choose Stop Local Cluster. This stops it from running, so it's not wasting any CPU cycles, but it is leaving, and it's not creating any trace events, but it is leaving the files on my disk so I could start the local cluster again whenever I choose. Reset Local Cluster is an option that you could choose to bring down the local cluster, get everything out of it, and basically you're resetting it, and then start it back up again. And then the last option here, Manage Local Cluster, all this really does is launch a browser, your default browser, and takes it to the website where you can look at what's happening inside the local cluster. Now, I've already selected that option, and so I have Edge running here, and you can see in the address bar, the address that we have for the local cluster. Let me walk you through what we're looking at. Because I'm looking at, and then the contents of the window here is showing me kind of a portal, if you will, or dashboard into what's happening into the local cluster. So let's walk through the endpoint address. Well, it starts off with localhost, and that's because the cluster is running on my local machine. But if you had a cluster that was running somewhere else, like in an Amazon data center or an Azure data center, all you would have to do is replace this local host with the IP address of that location. And of course, you can secure these with certificates so that only people who have client machines that have the certificate can communicate with the server. Or if you're running in Azure, we support Active Directory as a way of doing that authentication as well. As I mentioned in the previous section of the course, that we by default listen on port 19,080 for HTTP REST requests that are coming into the cluster. So that's why this says port 19,080 here. This is usually our endpoint for making, let me highlight it. This is usually the endpoint for making REST requests to Service Fabric components within a cluster. But the Service Fabric components in a cluster also have the Service Fabric Explorer, which is the next part of this address here. And this is what returns HTML back instead of, let's say, JSON or XML for making a regular RESTful request. And that HTML would then get rendered in a browser like Edge, and then we can see what's happening inside the cluster. And then the rest of this part of the address is a subsection, right? You can drill into various parts of the cluster. So when I go and bring the Service Fabric Explorer user interface up, it has a refresh rate where it will periodically poll the cluster to get new information. I personally always set this on fast, which has it refreshing every 2 seconds, because as I'm developing my code and I'm doing things with the cluster, I like to see what's happening in the cluster as quickly as possible. But you can adjust the speed of this you'd like, and you can always force a refresh whenever you'd like. Let's take a look at what we see in the left-hand side. On the left-hand side, we see the cluster broken down into really 3 sections. There's applications. This is your applications running within the cluster. There's nodes. So this is kind of a software view of what's running in the cluster. There's nodes, which is more like a hardware view. This will show you the nodes that are in the cluster. In fact, if we open that up, we see that my cluster has 5 logical nodes in it. This is similar to what I was showing about the node processes in the previous part of this presentation. That means there's 5 instances of fabric.exe and fabric-gateway.exe that are running on my local machine here. And then I could open up each individual node and I could see what's inside them. But right now, I don't have any applications running inside the cluster, and therefore I don't see anything running on any of the nodes. This is a brand new cluster that has nothing going on presently. I mentioned in the previous part of the presentation about the system services, and here we see 4 of the 6. We don't have the image store service when I'm running in one box, and the upgrade service only exists within an Azure data center, and because I'm running one box, I'm not in an Azure data center. So that's why we see only the 4 of the 6 services listed here. And you could open up any of these, and here you would see some more information. This tells you, this is called partition information, which I'll be discussing later in the course. And then I also have what nodes these services are running on. As you click on any of these things, by the way, you get more detailed information on the right-hand pane. And so you can, I would encourage you to spend a lot of time experimenting with this and playing around with it so you get a sense of what's visible here. And then as I'm walking through more of this course, I will be deploying things into the cluster and we'll be coming back to this tool as a way for me to prove to you what's happened in the cluster and that everything is working properly. All right, on that note, we'll go back and the next part of the course, and we'll start actually building some stuff and starting to deploy it into the cluster.